Marty, Will and Woody catch up on Hit 92.9.
Subaru Osborne Park's Big Five for 5 days. Get $500 cash back, $500 genuine accessories, and 5-year extended warranty.
In this catch up, awkward first I love yous, and a parody song about the races.
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch up on Hit 92.9.
It's a trip, and I can bug out to it.
With Heidi Anderson, Will McMahon, and Woody Whitelaw.
Tomorrow, Georgia Love and her lover will be on the show.
On our show?
Yes. You haven't got the memo yet.
What memo?
You might want to watch it tonight.
Can't wait to chat to
them. Anyway, so it's down to the final two. So we've got Matty J and then we've got Lee.
Ooh.
There was a moment on TV last night that Matty J was talking about Georgia.
Sorry.
Did you just yawn?
Absolutely
not. Let me get to my point before you bloody yawn, mate.
What's going on? You got me.
I'm such a fan of Lee that I was yawning over Matty J's name, to try and be like, show my support for the big fella.
Lee is hot favourite, though. It looks like he might take it out.
Yeah.
But anyway, Matty J was talking about saying I love you to Georgia and how much of a daunting process that is.
To tell someone that you're falling in love with them, I think there's nothing else that's more daunting. For me anyway, it's a really difficult thing to say, and it's something that I don't have a lot of practice in saying it, so even how you get onto that subject is something that I'm questioning how it can come about.
I could relate so much to this.
Saying how scary it is.
How scary is it when you say I love you for the first time that you just might blurt it out at the, you know, at an inappropriate random time?
Mm.
Like there's so many scenarios.
Mm. Saying I love you in general is
so hard.
It's fraught with danger.
I don't think it's that bad.
Okay. So you weren't scared when you told
Romeo?
Courtney that you loved her for the first time?
No, did you have to spell it for her or something?
Actually,
he wrote it for her on a note and she was like, what?
No, I didn't.
I-L-O-V-E. Will? Use your sounds. Will? Love.
Well, we didn't. We played Hangman, actually, and I wrote out.
You probably did.
Yeah, we did. It was a great game. But no, I would just said it.
Shut up. He's got the worst front as well, because you're such a poussoire underneath all this as well. So it's just unbelievable to watch you try. Mate, it's fine. Just bloody told her one day when I was, shoveling some soil.
Having a beer, building a wall.
Yeah, that's right. I was watching the cricket and I turned around and I said, Court, I love you.
Yeah, now get me a beer.
Well, I want to know on 13 10 60, the worst thing that you've heard about and I love you.
Oh, because it can go badly.
It can go badly. I mean, like,
it can go horrible.
I remember that feeling before I told Griffo, and I'd talked to so many friends because I'd decided that I loved him before I'd told him.
Yeah,
and I was like, I'll stand at a train station when he gets off the train in Newcastle, I'll hold this big sign that says, I love you.
Yeah.
And then one night I was so drunk. I probably was. I was so nervous that we were in the shower. It was this random, and I just blurted out, I love you. And
in the shower.
Yeah.
Ripper.
It was really random.
Yeah.
But he said it back?
He did.
There you go. That's great.
Yeah.
But I want to talk about the times that they maybe didn't say it back.
Yeah.
Or like, you know, like you were Matty J last night and he was.
Did he go for it?
He did. And he said this and then Georgia just kissed him.
I'm completely falling in love with you.
And then she just pashes him.
He said, I'm falling.
Now, she can't necessarily say anything back, can she?
But it's the awkwardness.
But what do you do? What do you do? If you don't love someone back, you know, your kiss is probably your best option, isn't it?
Or say thanks.
No.
Never,
thanks
ever say
is
thank
just
you.
But you want to know you appreciate it.
It's not a compliment. It's not a compliment, mate.
It is like, to be loved. It's a great compliment.
No. But they're not saying it as a compliment. They're saying it as like an exchange of
you've said the fact it before. That
thanks.
Have you given a thanks before?
No, I don't think so.
Who was that to? Was that the client that we...
Whoa.
Hang on.
Whoa.
Who did you say I love you back to?
Can we jump there?
Who did you say thank you to?
We've passed the 10 seconds, haven't we?
All right, give us a call. Better 1060. What's the worst thing that's happened or that you've heard around and I love you? It might have been you that said it.
Yeah,
you might not have wanted to say I love you and you said I love you. That's the worst one, I reckon, is where you didn't mean to say it, you've said it, and then they think that you've meant it.
13 10 60, the worst thing that you've heard around and I love you or about and I love you. So the I love yous are coming out on The Bachelorette because tonight is the finale. Georgia Love will choose the love of her life.
Ooh.
The
love of her TV show.
Yeah. Okay. Way to ruin romance, Will. Anyway, Callie, our producer, she's got a funny story. Callie, you've been with your partner for how long?
We've been together for 7.5 years now.
He's a rooster. He's a great man.
He's a good guy.
Yep. He's a bit of a 10.
Yeah. Keep going.
What happened?
The first time he said, I love you, I said, thank you. I said, what first? I was like, sorry, what?
Ooh.
And then said, oh, thanks. Ooh. It was the most awkward 10 minutes of my life.
Wow.
And you were wrapping Christmas presents.
Yeah. Oh. I was wrapping his Christmas present actually as well.
Wow.
Ooh. I think a thank you's all right.
Thank you is so demoralizing.
But it's better than lying. You're trying to say, it's better if you say I love you back and you don't love them, that's worse than just going, thank you, I really appreciate it.
No, that's worse.
Frozen yogurt?
No, you just say, I'm really sorry, but at this point, like, I'm really, really falling for you, but I'm not at the I love you yet. Yeah. Don't say thank you.
Oh, that's a bit of a long, drawn out one.
Yeah,
Mr.
Rip the Band-Aid off.
Mr. Suave, who's in...
I just turn and run. If you're not into it, just bang. You can't see him again afterwards anyway. They've ruined anything you've ever had, which is so annoying.
Get a flight to Mexico.
Because you're just enjoying your time together, and then they go and ruin it with an I love you. In fact, it's a very famous song.
All right, well, you guys are ruining
your
segment.
And you go and spoil it all by saying something stupid like,
Nicole
I love
Kidman,
you.
Nicole Kidman, Robbie Williams.
Yeah, they do a
Hello,
duet.
Hello, Aaron.
We should play that at 7.05 jive.
Hey, good. Hopefully these guys will be quiet. And then you can tell us your story.
Well, I'm married now with my wife, but when the first time she ever said I love you to me, she said it to me and I was like it was a bit awkward moment. I just said me too. And it was a bit weird. I don't know. It was an awkward time, but we've been together 8 years now.
So. Oh, that's good. I think me too is a good one. Thanks for the call, Aaron.
Do you reckon? Because then it's like, I love me too.
Yeah, but you're not saying that you love them, hey? You're not lying.
No, but you're being vague. I know that's sort of lying. It is sort
but
of
you,
lying.
You're Paige about thank here. You.
Yeah, but this, you're not lying. You're just being honest. You really appreciate it. Anyway, we've got Paige from Mirawa. Hey, Paige.
Hey, Paige.
Hi.
Have you got a story around and I love you?
Okay, so me and my boyfriend have been together for a month or two.
Uh-huh.
And we're at a party and I got a bit drunk and just sort of blurted it out.
Oops.
And he said it back. So that was okay. But then he sort of started saying it too much and I had to politely tell him to stop.
Oh, no. So you actually don't love him?
No, I do. But he was just, like, I said it when I was drunk, not sure if I meant it. And then because he was saying it so much, I was like, I don't know if I do. We're still together now and it's been, like, over a year.
That's worked out. Okay. That's nice, Paige.
Still good now.
So you love him now?
Yes.
Great.
That would be so horrible when you blurt, because, you know, when you had a few drinks, you are feeling the love, and then the next day you're like, I want to take that back.
I think a lot of people would have been in that position, Hides.
I think I've nearly said I love you to someone I've just met before.
Yeah.
Because you're feeling like they're awesome feelings.
Actually, Hides, we were talking about the special moment when you said to Griffo before that you loved him, and we've actually got a little bit of audio of that as well. Just the lead up to it.
Yeah, I've had herpes since I was 21.
Yeah.
That is not funny. I had a cold sore.
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch up on Hit 92.9.
I want to ask people on 131060 if they've put themselves in a position where they've asked the person that they're seeing for a favour and then realised that they're probably not there yet.
Well, what did you ask from the Dutchie?
What did you ask? You sick man. What did you ask for?
You're clearly talking about yourself.
You're forward, aren't you? You're really forward.
It's not that sickening. Mine is actually not sickening, but I imagine they could be a little bit like that. But relationships are all about moving forward, I think, you know? Like, it's all about, like, how you push each other's boundaries and then how comfortable you get with the fact that somebody's pushed that boundary.
Well, you don't want to push too many boundaries too early.
Exactly right, Heights. And that's what I'm asking. 131060, if you started seeing someone and you pushed the boundary a little bit too far, you got a little bit comfy, and then afterwards you were like, oh, God, we're not quite there yet, are we? I've got a little bit too close.
All right, spill
are you talking
your beans.
About, like, could you please wipe some cream on the rash on my bum?
Potentially.
Or something? And
potentially.
It's just like, whoa, we weren't there
We're
yet.
Not there yet. Exactly
or
right.
Can you get into my house and make sure you're there for the electrician?
Yes.
This afternoon?
And they're like, hang on.
Whoa.
Not there yet, mate. Yeah. Okay. This is fine. So I had to go to a house inspection the other day in Swanbourne.
Oh, delightful.
Beautiful place.
You want to be near the nude beach? He said that to me. He said he's pretty keen to start nude.
I'm talking about my housemates, Wolfie and Legs, looking at a new place, right?
Yeah.
So I'm moving out, looking at this house in Swanbourne. Beautiful place.
Subiaco goes, yay!
Yes. You can actually hear the cheer from the studio.
It's going to be... It's going to be a big street party. It's going to be unbelievable.
It's finally.
Yeah, very good, Hines. So anyway, so I'm on the way to his house inspection. Yeah. I'm like, you know what? We're three blokes looking for a house.
Oh, no.
It's going to be hard. It's, you know, sometimes it's hard to get the real estate agent over the line. She was a woman that I was meeting as well. Oh. So I was like, right, I've got an idea. I'm going to swing by.
You didn't.
And pick up the Dutch girl I'm seeing. Yeah. And I'm just going to tell her, we're going to head down the beach for a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
Great idea.
Yeah.
So she's like, yeah, no worries. Sounds good. I'm not really doing anything. I'll go and grab her. Start driving towards the house.
Yeah.
On the way, I was like, okay, so here's the deal. Now I've got you in the car. Lock the doors. We're, I'm going to a house inspection. And I kind of need you to water down the situation.
Oh.
And she was like, what do you mean?
Girl.
And I was like, well, I think that I need to pretend that I've, you know, been in like a sturdy relationship with someone for a while.
You're not three
loose, not just three single buxom boys. My housemate Legs is, you know, absolutely dynamite.
You can't send him.
Exactly. So I needed to edge off Legs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And no, we can't send him. We can't send him to the inspections, mate, because he ends up hooking up with people.
That's
it's a nightmare. It's actually a bit of a conundrum.
That can work, though.
It can work.
My old housemate. It can work,
but not after he's done with them. He just chews them up and spits them out.
That's
you know, it's just a revolving
You're
door.
You're supposed to make him sound like the nice gentleman that he is.
He is.
Legs.
He's lovely.
Legs lovely. So anyway, I'm driving down and I turn to Dutchie and I say to her, "Hey, so I need you to pretend to have been in a relationship with me for a long time."
Oh, McMahon. This was a move. This was definitely a move.
Oh, McMahon.
And she kind of looks at me. She's like, what do you mean? And I said, well.
Was this your way of telling her that you wanted to be
No, not at all. This is very much transactional. And she said, what do you mean? And I was like, well, let's make a bit of backstory. Maybe we met in Holland a couple of years ago. You know, I was DJing or something.
Oh, yeah, of course you're
You came to a gig, fell instantly in love.
But you're going to have to write down that you work on the radio.
Yeah, probably. So, But after we got there, I remember looking at her and we're touring through the house and the real estate agent's asking us questions about, you know, where we're thinking, what room we're thinking of taking. And I remember just looking at this girl and going, we're not there yet, are
too
we? I've gone too far early.
You've stuffed it.
I mean, this is a couple of weeks in and I've got you to come in to a house inspection with me and masquerade as pretty much my de facto partner.
But
is that too far?
Well, she was an actress, so she would have done a really good job. Yeah,
that's true. That's a good point.
Okay, look, I want to hear from other people about this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
13 10 60, have you been in a, started things off with someone, things are getting going well, and then you've just pushed it a little bit too far. You've asked for something, maybe it's a favour, or you've done something.
I just can't believe
and you've looked back at the moment and you've gone, wowee, oh my, and you're, or sometimes you're in the middle of it. You go, wow, we're just not ready for this, are we? I've gone way too far, way too early. We're in the middle of a cruise, in the middle of the Indian Ocean. I only met you 2 weeks ago. How the hell did we end up here? They're the sorts of calls I want, guys. 13, 10, 60. Noel here from Success. Hey, Noel, how are you?
How you going, guys?
Noel, you did something early in a relationship and realised that you probably weren't quite there yet.
Yeah, one night I was out clubbing with some friends and I was the last one there and I was stuck in Fremantle one day at about 3:30 in the morning. I thought I'd give my girlfriend that I was seeing a call about 4:30.
So how long have you been seeing her? Let's get some time frames here.
It was about maybe 3 weeks.
3 weeks,
oh,
okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
And I asked her for a lift home.
Ooh, see, she probably would have thought that you were booty calling her.
Yeah, I think that's what she thought.
And that's what she would have been like, how dare you disrespect me?
Did she come and get you?
No.
Oh, no. And
are you together to this day?
That's what makes it worse. We've been together 8 years now. We've got two kids.
Oh, that's good.
That's so brilliant.
Isn't that funny? You're asking for a lift home. Because it is a perk of having a partner, isn't it?
Yeah.
They can come and get you whenever you want.
Oh, no.
But you've got to... What do you mean, no?
But, like, you just make him catch an Uber.
Oh,
mate, are you kidding me?
What if they're in a bad way?
If Griffo called Heidi from the middle of the Sahara without of water, she'd be like, mate,
get your own way home.
Call the emergency
well, he's
services.
He's a big boy.
Oh, Jesus. Melissa.
Jesus.
Melissa from Mirrabooka, how you going?
Yeah, good. Thank you. How are you guys?
Melissa, you did something early in a relationship and you thought to yourself, oh, geez, maybe we're not quite there yet.
Yeah, definitely. So it had only been about 3 weeks.
Yeah.
And my boyfriend at the time, now my fiance, asked me to babysit his 3 nieces at the time. And I was looking at him like, are you serious? So, you know, because I loved kids so much, I was like, okay, I'll give it a go. As soon as I got there, he introduced me and everything. And then he left. And I was like, oh.
Oh, my God.
He left you there.
Yeah, and I was just like, oh, okay. So I sat down, and then they started calling me auntie, and I texted them straight away, and I was like, I texted them straight away, and I was like, I'm not ready for this.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. But now we've got 2 kids of our own.
Oh, that's all of these auntie worked out well.
Yeah.
What are we saying that you and...
We're going to take some more calls. What we're saying, 131060 is the number.
Will the kids be Dutch or Australian?
What do you mean?
When you have...
Well, like, they're all working out so well.
Sorry, are you kidding, guys?
No, Hyde's made a good point,
I've literally canned you guys from talking about this, and I will can you again.
But you're talking about
it. Yeah, I know, because I was like, I'm going to wean them back onto it, and now you look at you, both of you, you've stuffed it for yourselves.
Tyler from Byford. How you going, mate?
I'm doing all right. How you guys going?
Good.
Tyler, what happened, mate? You realised that you weren't quite there yet with someone?
Yeah, it was a while ago now, with the girlfriend I was seeing at the time. I had a job in the middle of Perth that I had to get to around 6 to 7 in the morning.
Yeah.
And I had no way of getting there, so I thought I'd ask my girlfriend at the time, that we've only been seeing each other for roughly 3 weeks or so, if she could take me there. Yeah. And she did. And she'd pick me up after work each day too.
Oh my God.
I still look back to it now and go, it was...
Too early.
What a girlfriend, though. She picked you up from work every day.
Yeah, she's pretty amazing. We're still together 2.5 years.
These are all such nice stories. I want to hear a goddamn train wreck.
It's good for you, though, mate, because marriage and kids is on the way.
It means it's serious.
All right, hey, Ben from Yanchep, how are you?
Yeah, good, mate. How you doing?
Ben, I'm really well, mate. Now, you were seeing someone and... You realised after you did something that you probably weren't quite there yet?
Yeah, there was a couple of things. Unfortunately, it's not quite the train wreck you're after, but...
Oh, no.
Good one. Here we go.
I like a good romantic story.
I met this girl when we were in high school, and then, you know, time went on. We hadn't spoke to each other for a few years. And then after about 5 years, I got in touch with her and went out on a date with her. Mm. Currently living in Karratha, but come down to Perth, took her on a date. And 2 weeks later, I decided, well, I might move back down to Perth.
Yeah.
So I've done that, and the first night she's slept over. And the next day I thought, well, I've got to go shopping now and get myself some furniture and towels and all the rest of it.
Yeah.
And she's come shopping with me. And, while we're out shopping, she's making sure I'm getting a matching towel and pillow and everything for her when she stays the night.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I'm thinking, well, I've only really been dating for... a matter of days now.
Yeah.
And then, the second one was, it'd been about 3 weeks into the relationship.
Yeah.
And because she was apprentice chef, she worked day shift, a few hours off in the afternoon, and then worked the nights.
Yeah.
She had a key to my house, and she was going around to my place in the afternoon, and she'd clean up my house and do me washing and start cooking dinner and everything.
God.
So when did you kick her out?
I was going to say, well, when did you wife her?
Wife her last month.
No, very good.
So, Benny, while I've got you here, mate, so Will can obviously relate to this situation that he's gone a little bit too far with the Dutch girl. You've ended up getting married. Tyler got married. Do you reckon Will's going to lock this Dutch girl down, Ben?
Too much.
I don't know, because mine was a bit more to it. Like,
I reckon Ben had a little bit more to it. We'll leave it there, big fella.
Oh, we've got you there, Ben.
We'll leave it there.
Do you think he should? I mean, she seems like a great goody.
Seriously.
Well, when you knock up the boss's daughter, you sort of got to steal the deal.
Nobody expected that.
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch up on Hit 92.9.
This could be controversial.
Yes, I love it.
Jumps. I want to know, are you only attracted to married men?
Boom, boom.
Obviously, don't condone this, but I want to kind of get inside your mind on 131060 why this happened. So I came across an article this morning, and it's a psychologist has written why a lot of women are attracted to married men. Yep. So the stats that they've released are that 90% of single women admitted to being attracted to a man they believed was already taken.
Can I guess, Hides, why single women find married men attractive?
Yep, two sex, while only 59% are interested if they're single.
Good
stat.
Yep.
Now, so why do you think, Woods?
I think it's because people inherently want what they can't have. I don't know why we have that, but humans by their nature are like that. Plus, it would be appealing to some people to get into a relationship where no strings are attached because it's like, you've already got your family to deal with. I'm just going to go in there for the hibbity-bibbity-bop-bop.
Yep. Good point. There's a she gives 5 points.
Three more.
Truth.
Don't hurt the boots there, mate.
Strings attached is a really good point, Woods, because they say that sometimes in your subconscious you're not ready to be in a relationship.
Yeah.
But you're saying that this one, they've probably come out and said that, yeah, hey, I want to be with you. I don't want to be with you. Don't worry. I don't know what I'm blabbering on about there. I had another train of thought.
That's okay.
I was like,
that's cool.
But yes, so great point.
I didn't realize that married men was so attractive. Are you attracted to married men?
I haven't met a married man that I'm attracted to.
Oh,
guys,
really?
Come on. A guy with like kids and like, you're just like, oh, you're a dad. You're so taken. And,
that's
like,
the thing.
Oh,
that's
this
the
is
thing,
naughty.
You can have really like good looking, great, sexy men that are dads, can't you?
Oh.
That's a thing.
Definitely.
You
know, that is definitely a thing. Hot, sexy dad.
Surely you've been attracted to a married man, Hides.
Not that I can think of.
Robbie Williams.
Yes. No. I'll speak openly about this. There was a time in my life that I'm not proud of.
Yeah.
That I was single for about 6 years, but I was still madly in love with my ex-boyfriend.
Right.
This is when we first kind of broke up.
Yeah.
And she talks about this, you're subconsciously unavailable. I, for some reason, was always attracted to people and always seemed to hook up with people that were taken.
Mm.
And I didn't know they had girlfriends or whatever until afterwards.
Right.
And I'd find out, and I obviously was disheartened because, but then a part of me always thought, well, why am I keep being attracted to these people that are in relationships?
You goddamn homewrecker.
Well,
I'm kidding.
It's something that I'm not proud of. It was many, many years ago.
Yeah.
But it was just like in my subconscious, like I wasn't ready to commit to anyone.
Okay.
She also says maybe you're attracted to bad boys.
That's the third one.
You're addicted to drama.
Yeah, fourth, bang.
That there are deeper issues at play. And the grass is always greener on the other side. So you always, I guess, like, you always want what you can't have.
Mm.
All righty, give us a call, 131060. If this is a phenomenon for you, if this is something that you can empathise with, are you only attracted to married men?
And you
can it be married women as well? Or you just
anonymous?
Want to go for the married men?
I just wanted to go for married men.
Just the chicks calling
but,
up here.
You know, if a guy decided to call and say that he was only attracted to a married lady, I would take that call.
Or a married man. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Right here. Boom.
Hey, Becky from North Perth. How are you, mate? What's going on?
Hey, Becky.
Hey, good. How are you guys?
We're good. So can you tell us, are you in this situation? So a psychologist come out and said there's 5 main reasons why women do it and men.
Yep.
Are you one of these people that is attracted to married men only?
I'm not one of those people who's attracted to married men only. I would say it's just a human thing to be attracted to someone. Whether or not you do something about it, it's different.
Mm.
But I think when somebody's married or in a relationship, they're just much more comfortable in themselves. There's nothing less attractive than being a bit desperate.
Yeah.
And when you're married, when you're in a relationship, you're more yourself. You're more able to be yourself.
And you're content, aren't you? You come across really content.
Yeah, and you're like, oh, he's going to be a great dad, because he is. He's the child that's there.
Great point, Becky.
Yeah.
And also, we all know single people stink of single.
Yeah.
This is
the truth. It's
subconscious. Yeah, it's a subconscious thing as well.
Mm.
I mean, we've all been there.
You've what?
We've all been in the wilderness.
Desperately single.
No, we have been. We've all been in the wilderness.
It's horrible, isn't it?
And you go into the bar and you go, God, I'm single.
And
you know, you're trying to catch everyone's eye.
Yeah.
It's sad.
And all of a sudden, your credit card's been scorched for $500 because, you know, you just shouted a table of girls round of cocktails.
It's sad watching a friend being really single, isn't it? You go over them, you're like, oh, mate, just relax.
I'm so glad you guys never saw me single.
And maybe
single.
That's what Becky's saying, is that the most attractive thing about a married man is he doesn't care.
Yeah.
And
he's himself.
Think married women, too, as well.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. Megan from Mount Lawley, how are you going?
Hi. Well, thanks, guys.
Are you attracted to married men, Megan?
Yeah, sadly, I have this history of it.
Okay. Right. Well, why do you think that is,
Megan? How made your bag?
And so, well, obviously, all of us girls have completely psychoanalyzed this situation.
Yes, right. As we
and
do.
And we've come down to one conclusion. It's because I don't want to get hurt, so I offer married men or unavailable men.
Because he can't seal the deal.
Yeah, he can't.
So it's just a bit of fun on the side.
Just like, yeah.
Right.
And that's exactly what this lady says. So you're subconsciously unavailable because you're not going to give him your heart.
Right. Wow, Megan. So let's talk numbers, Megan.
Yeah, Megan. And like, don't you feel have you had affairs with these men, or are they just?
I have actually had a couple of affairs. Not proud of it, but I have.
Are you?
And then, but other times it's just that I fall for married men, and they would never ever think about getting with me.
Mm-hmm.
But I have this crush or
So let's talk numbers again, Megan. I mean, like,
what
kind of
numbers do you?
Like, I just want to know how many she's been with. I genuinely want to know if this is enough for you to call up and say this is a phenomenon with me. Are we talking more or less than 10?
Whoa.
Probably more than 10.
Crushes.
So how many have you sealed the deal with out of that 10?
I'm a 3.
3?
30%'s not bad.
See, Megan, and it's people like you that I get worried. That's what I worry about. Like, when you meet people like her and then, you know, you've got your partner that they're going to just count.
Megan, do not give your details to the producer and I will kill you if she can. I mean, we're all laughing here, but...
you know what I mean? It's like, whoa, there are people out
there. They're out there, Hides. They're coming for Griffo. Look out, mate.
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch-up on Hit 92.9.
It's coming into racing season, Hides, and we all know that setting out for a race day is often a wonderful idea as a couple.
Oh, yeah.
In theory.
Mm.
You get dressed up, you have a little bit of booze together, you win some money on the horses. It seems like the perfect day.
You might even wear matching outfits. Oh.
That's right. You go home, you have a cup of tea and you sit around and you talk about what a great day we had at the races.
Oh, yeah, definitely ends up like that, having tea.
In reality, very, very different scenario.
Mm-hmm.
Just... I mean, I think the amount of couples that have gone in there with a glass half full mentality and left the races having had a fight.
Well, I think too, because you're standing outside in the sun a lot of the time in the day, and then you're day drinking
the
or
boys
whatever.
Bet too much.
And you forget to drink your water and you forget to eat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The boys hang out and be all ludsy and put all their bets on, and then the ladies are trying to look all pretty and they're
girls
fascinated.
Take too many photos.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, it's the one day you get to dress
and
up.
Here we go. I'm already having an argument with you about it, and we're not even dating.
I'm not arguing.
Here we go.
It's impossible for a couple to go to the races without fighting.
Yeah, and so this song is for every couple going to the races this racing season.
Free drinks at 10 a.m.
Grams and Snapchats.
Can you stop zooming in on my friend Susie's babs? And can we get a shot together?
Fine.
Not in front of this wall. Can you at least look happy?
I'm trying to read the form. In the maxi, you're sculling champagne. You're belting out Shania Twain.
Are you trying to wee in the back of the cab? That horse just lost, have you backed it?
How many times have you stacked it? By the way, you're fascinated. Race days always sound fun.
You did nothing but lose.
By the way, I think everyone saw your tramp stamp tattoos.
Can we go to Macca's?
But you're carrying your shoes. I wonder where the boys are at.
Hey, where'd I get this bruise? Just say I still look hot.
You're currently taking a squat.
Just say I still look hot.
But you spewed on my Uncle Scott.
Oh, please just say I still look hot.
Your nose is dripping with snot.
Oh, please just say I look hot.
Nah, you've completely lost the plot.
Oh.
Hey. And there we go. It happens every single time.
Hey, you didn't paint the best picture of us chicky babes.
What do you mean, mate? I'd honestly like to hear from one girl that's listening to us now that hasn't taken an inappropriate squat at some stage after the races.
Do we want to give a reply for females right now?
We would not do that. We're dressed as ladies. We've got our fascinators on. We're wearing dresses. We've got heels
on. And I'd also like to hear, I think, for any blokes out there on 13, 10, 60, if you think that your girlfriend takes too many bloody photos at the races.
Yeah. So you can either call up now. It's a tough lot.
Call and defend either side if you'd like to. Yeah. As a girl, if you'd like to call up.
They're painting us a bad picture here. You need to call us.
But it's true. You do these things. You take too many photos. Yeah. You get Jennifer zooming in on Susie's baps.
Yeah.
You spew everywhere.
You shouldn't be checking out.
You're the worst people to be in a maxi cab.
Yeah.
Like, you drink
because you're loud. Turn on these Shania Twain style tunes and skull champagne in the back.
I would never.
Oh my God, it's so true. Let's hear from you guys. That's a good idea, Woods. 13, 10, 60. Can you relate to any of that? Or if you're a girl, or if you're a guy, give us a call and try and defend your case a little bit here. Yeah. Do you think that girls take too many photos?
Mm-hmm.
Girls,
the
I'm happy to hear
thing
it.
Was way too far.
Okay. All right, I'm happy to hear it as well. 13, 10, 60 is the number.
Tamika from Wanneroo, how you going?
Hi, good, thank you.
What are your thoughts on what me and Wilbur have said about ladies at the races?
Totally disagree.
Tamika,
you're a lady.
I'm a lady.
She's a lady.
Squat, especially in public. Okay. And I always have my heels on. But we do drink a lot of champagne.
Yeah.
Tamika, you're taking too many photos. I'm telling you right now. You sound like...
No, I did not take too many photos.
Tamika, I was so guilty of this. The other day I went to the races and I looked at my phone afterwards. I was up at Gero with Jemmy, one of the girls that works here.
Yep.
And literally maybe 40 photos in a row trying to get
them. All look the same.
They did.
You just took the same photo over and over.
Yeah. And I think we mentioned in the song, it's like if you got the background wrong, who cares about the background of the photo?
No
one's looking in the background.
No, because we know what you boys would be looking at.
Happy to hear from the blokes here as well on 13, 10, 60 if you agree with us.
Kelly from Wattle Grove, how you going?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. What are your thoughts on our assertions as to what females do at the races?
Absolutely nailed it.
Yes.
No, do you reckon it describes yourself?
I will have to disagree with the squatting and the shoes off.
As last caller,
I am a lady. My shoes stay on and I do not squat. However, everything else is super accurate.
Thanks, very much.
Kelly, isn't that funny? Because I always take my shoes off.
And squat.
No, I never.
You either squat or you just wee in your jumpsuit. That's what you do. Because it's too hard to get the jumpuit off.
The old jumpsuit maneuver. He walks up to you at a drinks function. Oh, I've had trouble taking my jumpsuit off again. Hines, did you wee in your jumpsuit again?
I don't think anyone can tell.
I did it once.
Mandy from Janebrook. How are you, Mandy?
Hey guys, happy Thursday.
Yeah, thanks, you too, mate.
What do you reckon about our assertions of chicks at the races? We've got drinking too much champagne, skilling and singing Shania Twain in the back of the cab, squatting, taking too many photos, shoes off. Is that girls at the races for you, Mandy?
I kind of agree and disagree on that. We definitely don't squat, but you got to remember, we take a lot of selfies because these days there's nowhere to really get dressed up. You go to the casinos and you can pretty much wear your pajamas.
Mandy, I get that, but it's fine to take a photo. Like, take a photo, mate. Go for it. But what's the deal with taking 50 of the same?
It's all about the angles.
You've told me that Courtney's taught you to do the best angles, Woody.
I have sat there and taken 170 photos of Courtney in front of 140 different walls before, and I don't understand it. There's not a wall in Perth where you haven't had a photo in front of.
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch up on Hit 92.9.
This bloke is on the show.
We're seeing Damian Martin onto the floor.
Just a little hound dog on the defensive end.
Reaching in, Damian Martin took it away from him. Tripped around at the ball there.
Friend of the show, Damian Martin.
Hey.
Oh, wow.
Hey, his mic's not on either. God,
come
it's a shambles.
On.
No, I just can't talk because of the jaw.
Oh, so. The jaw, of course, the jaw, Hey, Mato, a quick question for you. The NBA opener was on last night, Spurs and the Warriors. It was $9,000 for a courtside seat. I think that's what the Wildcats are retailing at the moment as well.
Yeah. So if you give me $9,000, I guarantee you can sit. Well, you can sit on the bench. So call in now for courtside.
You can actually play 2 minutes if you play that match.
If you've got a strong jaw, we'll get you a job.
Hey, I'm looking at your jaw now because you're sitting next to me. There's a tiny little keyhole. Mm-hmm. So that's how they get into your jaw.
Yeah, so there's a little, I think it's one stitch on the outside and a few stitches internally. But yeah, keyhole surgery, they can put in a titanium plate, connect the bones, and although technically the bone's still fractured, there's a plate holding it together, so it won't get any worse if I am to get hit in the next few weeks, because, you know, ultimately it still takes 6 weeks for the bone to heal properly. But the plate's in there, so I now have three titanium plates in my jaw due to two broken jaws in the last 12 months. So I don't want to jinx myself, but if I get my right side broken, I'm like Bane from Batman. Like, I will be indestructible. I'll have titanium jaw. I'm good to go. And then when I retire, I'm going to bring it all out and sell it for a spare parts. So,
do you get fake teeth? Have you lost your teeth?
No, last year I had one pop out when I did get the broken jaw.
Yeah, I remember that.
But I had three or four root canals and I was able to save all the teeth. So it's still all my teeth. But yeah, I'm doing all I can to damage them as much as possible. But yeah, it's just one of those unfortunate things. It wasn't an illegal play. I ran into someone's shoulder when he set a screen, and straight away I thought, oh no, this is another broken jaw.
Did you feel it?
Yeah, I could feel it. And it was more so when I went to talk, I couldn't speak properly. I couldn't open my mouth, which was the exact same feeling as last year, just not quite as severe as losing teeth as well. So yeah, good times ahead. And this was happened, 20 minutes after Jared Kenny, our other point guard, had just torn his groin. So in the space of, one game, we've lost two-point guards.
So what happened? Did Matty Knight get up there and run point? How did he go?
Yeah, he's like, guys, I got this. 6'8".
Big daddy at the top there.
Exactly. He's the one that actually elbowed me. He's like, I need this. How do I get rid of Martin? He's got a glass jaw. I know his weakness.
David Martin from the Perth Wildcats in the studio, heard on his best behaviour as always. Hey, mate, I'm just reading here that Greg Heyer missed a game because he recently had a baby.
Yeah.
Have you guys got a schedule? Yeah, is there a calendar where you block it out? You know, you go, actually, my wife's due to give birth there, my wife's due to give birth there.
We do want to steal the thunder from each other. So Brittany and I had a baby. Actually, Tom Jervis, who was with the team last year,
they had
the first baby in the off-season. Right. Then Britt and I had Maggie.
Yeah.
4 days later, Jesse and Steph, Wagstaff, they had a little girl as well.
Jesus.
And then, Greg Heyer missed the game over the weekend with Sullivan John Heyer being born. So three girls and a boy. And we still have one more, our assistant coach. They're having their first baby, I believe in about 2 or 3 weeks. So
is it worth us maybe calling the coach and pranking him that you might be able to miss the game?
Get Greg on, we'll get someone else. Karma got me because I literally am missing a game now. So, don't do pranks about missing games.
No,
break jaws, there's consequences.
Yes. Hey, Damo, speaking of, so you've all become dads now. Earlier on this show, we were talking about how a lot of women are attracted to married men.
I was driving in during this segment listening.
And were you thinking how relatable, like I'm goddamn sexy since I got married?
No, I had my fingers crossed thinking this is my chance to find out what you really think of me.
Who, me?
Yeah, because you're like, I'm not attracted to any married person. Not anyone comes to mind. Like, not even a 3 out of 10, except Robbie Williams.
And Robbie Williams came to mind.
Yeah.
I think you're a nice looking bloke.
Oh, wow.
And I think that you're funny. And I think that you have a great wife called Brittany and a beautiful daughter called Maggie.
This
is just pathetic.
What you
will
like, Marta, is there's a chat screen on our show thing.
Uh-huh.
On the chat screen there at 7:51, which is when we were talking about it, Boog over there, our producer, wrote Damien Martin.
I made the cut. Yes.
And you're right above Brad Pitt as well. What sort of company is that? Well, if you do,
but you're like a personality, you know.
I'm just staring. I wasn't really expecting to hear my name. I was just staring up.
Hey,
my head, I was actually saying Matty Knight.
The hunk of a married man that is Damien Martin. You got to miss another game because of your jaw, mate. But the Wildcats taking the Illawarra Hawks in Wollongong on Friday night. Tip-off is at 4:30 WA time. Away from home win would be big for you guys as well. You are on top of the ladder with 4-1.
Yep.
And best of luck to the debutant, Jackson Hussey, who's come in after both your point guards have dropped off the face of the earth.
One game, I'm out with a broken jaw. Jared Kenny, the other point guard, tore his groin. And so Jackson Hussey, who was training with the Wildcats before heading over to America for 4 years of college, just returned, met an American girl, married her, got a degree, returned, and then on Monday got his first ever job as a player liaison officer up in Geraldton.
Yeah.
And then on Tuesday, went into the office and said to his boss, hey, any chance I can get a week off work? I'm heading down to the Wildcats.
So, unbelievable.
No, it's great what how great it's worked story. Out for Jackson. Yeah, it's fantastic.
Fantastic. All right. Well, good luck for the game, mate. I presume you're going to be flying up there, obviously, with the boys.
You can come to my house and watch it. Stop
that.
The swelling has to go down.
Subaru Osborne Park's Big Five for 5 days. Get $500 cash back, $500 genuine accessories, and 5-year extended warranty.
The Heidi Will and Woody Catch Up on Hit 92.9.